And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I wanna do them things to you. But you act real, real shy.
This your boy Kurt ENT Behind the Scenes Radio. The new number that we got is 646-478-5625. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk or if you want to request your favorite underground hip hop or R&B artist tonight. We're interviewing I hope I'm saying it right. I think it's I believe that's how I'm saying. I don't know, but once she calls in, we're gonna ask her name and how she actually says her name. But tonight we're gonna play like 20 minutes of music. It's been a while since we played 20 minutes worth of music on Behind the Scenes Radio. So we're gonna play 20 minutes of music, and then we're gonna get right into the interview. If you would like to talk, I see callers on the line. If you want to talk, make sure that you press 1 to talk. The next track that we're going to get into is Gary Porter, Holding On, featuring Kim on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
My shoulder. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you, but it's holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it. fades apart, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on,
holding on, holding on.
I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my Father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Can't shake it.
Holding on, holding on, girl. I'm holding.
But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it.
Holding on,
holding on.
Get the fuck out of my way. Thank God I don't ever gotta beg or borrow. I'm stuffing up the mess. got, just can't stop for tomorrow. You know my whole squad really got me. Know the difference with who's down and who's around me. It is what it is, tacking these chips, got my mama a grip. Doing this shit cause you know that it's lit. Got the baddest bitches all in my dick. Cut me a whip, cut me a whip. Bitch, I'm different, too consistent. All my exes talking crazy, they be tripping. Hit my phone right before the show, ask for tickets. Bitch, you should know this shit sold out, why you visit? Come and see me in the backseat, windows up. That's the way she likes to fuck, met her ass up in the club. Hate it when I throw the ones, but she know that I am the one. I'm up before the sun for my future sons. Seen you from afar, you was talking sideways. If you wanna start shit, just know that we gon' pop quick. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
Get the fuck out.
Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him, now look at you living.
Look at you living.
Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Your head just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you should do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. You fell in love with a fuck nigga. Now you feel like you can't trust me. You the one that would've stuck with him. Know you knew he was a fuck nigga. Why you let him do you like that? Why you let him do you like that? You leave once and be right back. Why you let him do you like that? You let him cheat on you.
You let him cheat on you.
You let him beat on you.
You
scared to be single, huh? You need to leave, homie. He call you ugly and nice. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You're going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Friends try to tell you leave him, but you're feeling like you need him. He can cheat right in your face, and you still gon' believe him. Then a good man come along, and you push him away.
You push him away.
You gotta do better. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Your head just came back, and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga.
Girl, fuck that little
nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You deserve flowers on Tuesday. Not a single but the bouquet. I know you had a real long day. Let you pop open the deuce. Not on Netflix and chill. Baby, that ain't what it is. Need a real boss in your corner. Help you pay some of them bills. I see that stress on your shoulders. Girl, let me take it all. You let them fuck niggas hurt you. Man, you won't go with a ball. I see the pain in your eyes. When I look at you, know you tired of all these niggas. Baby, just hear me through. Got a PlayStation at home. I ain't finna play with you. Tell me what you want. Whatever you need, I do. I don't think you know your worth, baby. I can't sit back and watch you hurt, baby. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Your head just came back and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Girl, fuck that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better.
Thank you. You're hanging up, throw your jersey to the right. all good if I'm little boy. So I need to do be that I get plenty to remain focused, stay balanced, keep planning. You can do it if you wanna do it, get in the groove, yeah. So I done do it, y'all, I'ma go far like a nigga was a porn star. I'ma go hard, man, you only seen the warm up, now it's game time. I be Michael Jordan with the hate time, yeah.
So I need to do be that I get plenty to remain focused, stay balanced, keep planning.
Behind the Scenes Radio. The new number is 646-478-5625. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Anybody that's on the line that wants to talk must press 1 to be able to talk to. So tonight we're having Alex. I think that's how you say it. The name Alexa. I don't really know how to say the name, but we're going to get her on here so that we can start talking to her once she calls in. The number, once again, is 646-478-5625. We're going to play one more track, and then we're going to get into the interview. This is Whiny. I don't even know the name of the song. I just know that it's hot. This is Whiny on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go, y'all.
Did. Only made a few errors, went off of the grid, went off at the pinnacle, fiddling with the art. Just kidding, I'm at the pinnacle, where am I gonna start, huh? I'm not the new kid, I'm a nuisance. The fruit is accumulated as a labor. I take a taser to electrocute the music, cause it's shocking, calling a detonator. Ruthless, not easy, ruthless, no ceilings. Hubris, praise easy, cuteness, I'm cheesing. Soothing, some teaching, abusive like breezy. The past, I'm not forgotten, you've been hit with the Rafiki. I'm an ally in the city, you nodded, it's a pity. Got a lot of enemies, been trying to befriend me. I'm not here for it, but I got a cheer for it. Raise a glass to the past, search up for forgiveness, need a warrant. I am best in Olivia. Tension is building up, feeling like I'm gonna pop a Coca-Cola fizzing up. Yeah. With a mental, got a memento. 2017 is looking like a crescendo. This is not a party song, this is not a sorry song. This is not an I win and you lose, call your mommy song. This is, yep, I did me and I'm doing it. Saw the path less traveled and I'm still choosing it. This is for you, scream the lyrics in your car. This is celebration, god dang. Look, you came far from the beginning. Kidding, I'm splitting, I'm spitting it raw. Giving it back, I still rap back to bougie in the mall. Living and picking it up, give me a bit of a minute. I'm sick of this stuff, y'all are better than this. They don't wanna play, said they're killing the stuff in a bad way. They acting a fraction, a platinum artist that started it. But I'm not backing up, still I've had enough, I'm done with it. Running with the same people I started with, fun with it. Still I've been standing here with my heart in it. Part in the bars, brother, can I write? Dark and venom, black, I'ma be here forever. Like I'm better away, ooh. school, I'm never going back, never, never. Never, never going back, never. I like hanging in the gray zone, calling me wifey, you better buy a ring like a payphone. That's Maroon 5 or Maroon 4, cause the bar's so nasty, lose your atom. I got bars and you wish you could have them, but you're fake like a wax museum. I call you madam, two souls, you must have two toes, cause everything is out of reach. T-Rex, whoa, dream big like sumo, I'm a after duo. Me and rap on the mic, make a dangerous duo, whoa. That's my hype, man, bars up and light, man. Just for you to boogie to, I swear I got a bite, man. Been since August since I really dropped the track, no touchdowns, I'm just trying to be the quarterback, yeah. Mariota, humble brag for my school, though. I can't rap, I hate following rules, though. Give me a dang minute, about to switch it up, ayy. And when you get to this part, just turn it up. I'm a body, the cardiologist starting. I'm tethered knowledge, I'm heart of a champion. Not a gonna be jogging, no one, a gun in the pockets like Wallace. Floating around comets and rockets, watching Wallace and Gromit. Y'all achieve, to be honest, your vision for compliments. You belong in Davy Jones Lager while wearing the coonskin cap. But then other Davy Crockett, just a bunch of lyrics that you go into the crack pot. Don't mean Jack Studio, smelling like a hot box. Spit too sour like a mouth full of pop rocks. Gift too power like a house. Song got watch rap so long that now I got Jalock. I'm just trying to do justice to Shot Rock. Lauren Queen Love, Missy Nikki Light, Rhapsody, Remy Ma, Bahamadia. I'ma get it right. Success doesn't happen overnight. No matter what you hear in 10 years, I've given this my life. As every artist do, that's the truth of the matter. Silver platter, but silver plaques, the platinum. I'ma shatter roof, stop the swing and make a couple of hits. Batter, batter, run around the diamond till I bring it home. Mad, I had it cause I'm teed up. Everywhere you hear came from my dome. Ghost Riders don't have my number in their phone. Homegrown in Portland, I'll give an organ for I stop writing raps and stop being important. Speaking of that, 2016, you pissed me off. Why you stop talking about Trump like his win is written off? You want me to stop grouping these orange supporters together? Does that make you less uncomfortable? Is that better? They aren't all racist and sexist, that's fair. But at the very least, they decided they didn't care. So they voted for Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. I would rather cast my ballot for Donald Duck. Sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead, get in the comments. You type behind a screen. At least I'm publicly honest. I'm sick of rapping. My voice is cracking. I'm running back. Switching between rap and trap, cause that's where I'm at, yeah. I gotta breathe. Let me breathe. OB too cold. Gotta grab me a fleece. The beat too cold. Homie, now I gotta sneeze. Quick shout out to all the real MCs. I'm back in effect, in attack, in direct. You a nap, they all slept you to death. Then I left to the top of the competition. Cause I've been the definition of dark horses. I wrote around the partition. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. No, they already coming up to the Lord. Cause this sick like Scott or Michael. No, none of my reach like Jordan. No bulls. I'm a cat with nine lives. Till I got a stray head. I could write lines. Stop fighting, dog, cause I swear it's not polite. Fox in the hound, cause I'm quite unlike. Or they raving when I rock Mike Knight. Frightening when I'm in his zone. Lightning with my super suit. Frozone. Roger, go home. No, don't do it, dude. Sisters, we don't have time for dudes. They're nuisance, too. Send news. You gotta twist it like a Rubik's Cube. By the way, I looped this whole beat twice. Was half as long until I got it and started to write. Just to let you know that everything I do it big. I could rock on Pete Rock to Metro Boomin. Looping kid, I'm a prize. You don't want a problem. Take a chance on me, really, I'm just being honest. Give me a call and I walk up to the office. You're telling me sex step, but homie, just stop it. I got it, I'm already a hot topic. I'm thicker than the oatmeal for your non-profit. If I want to strip down, that's my decision. 2017, women doing more than flirting in the kitchen. This is Logic and Cinderella. They made a love child raised by Kendrick and Bellion. Now I run wild, baby, sat by Nas. Nanny by Eminem. Went to school with the freshman class in 2010. Taught in school by Lupe. Chance to substitute. Principal Pac, vice by Julie Andrews. Black Star College, so I learned from the roots. Boo, Black Star mixed with Drake before views. Just a sister, miss that went down. Rhapsody said you must forgot your crown. In your room, pick it up and put it upon your head. Don't mess up your hair, you a god, I bet. I don't underestimate that you flow, oh yeah. Grass is always greener in another's yard, yeah. You will walk down the road, you ain't even know. You'll be great one day, you ain't even know. Shout to JJ and my brother Smite. Rap time Mike from 97 and Cypher. Y'all hold it down with the people that listen. The track isn't for me, it's for you getting the vision. Haven't even reached day one, I'm already fired up. Hit you New Year's Day, so you know I'ma light it up. Give me some time, but I'm not gonna stop. One love, I'll see you in a while, Queen Honey Pie.
Oh, oh my god. Oh shit.
6 minutes. That was 6 minutes.
Oh, dude. Oh, I can't, man.
Woo!
Right, no.
Can we open the windows?
This your boy, Kurt ENC, Behind the Scenes Radio. The new number is, I'm getting used to this new number, 646. I still haven't remembered it yet. Like, by memory, I got to dial it enough times. Anyway, 646-478-5625. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk to Ayla. We got the name right now. Yes. Ayla. Anyway, so let's get into this interview. So female vocalist and songwriter Ayla is an up-and-coming, talented, multi-genre artist from Morton, Illinois, since the age of 6. Alexandria, her given name, has dedicated herself to become a music protege and performer. Growing up, she would watch and listen to her dad play his guitar, and she would sing along, kind of like how my son does with me. Anyway, once Ayla became old enough, she would venture out with her father to play open mic nights in local clubs, performing outside with her father. In recent years, through the assistance of social media, Ayla understood the power of the platforms, and she began to use it to her advantage. Soon, she began posting videos of her singing cover songs on YouTube and other social media platforms. Not long after posting, Ayla covers began to go viral, accumulating over 47,000 views on YouTube, 1 million plus Facebook views, 40,000 Twitter views, and 70,000 plus views on Instagram. Many of her covers are from some of your favorite R&B artists, such as, the girl got a voice, yo, she can sing. Let's get into this conversation with Ayla. Yo, what's good with you? Ayla, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you doing? I'm good.
So my first question to you is, like, what really got you, like, why did you really want to do it? I mean, I understand, like, you was doing it with your dad or whatever, but, mm-hmm. like, why did you, like, just post, like, why did you just want to post something on YouTube just for the world just to critique you?
I mean, I've just always been into music, and I've been into singing, and I'm always singing. So I'm like, you know, why don't I put it out there? Because I've been told by, you know, friends, family, peers in school and stuff that I had a really good voice. So I was like, why not? You know, this is what I want to do. So I just started taking the biggest tracks from Billboard. Like, I would look at the top 10, and I would pick them and just cover them, because, you know, I assumed if I picked the most popular, more people would search for it, and it would just, you know, help my brand out more. So I started doing that on Twitter, and that was when it kind of started blowing up. One of my videos got like 20 plus thousand likes, and then like 15,000 retweets, and that was like the first kind of like viral thing that happened for me. And ever since then, I've just kept doing it.
So your very first time posted something, you got 20,000 views the very first time, not even thinking nothing about it.
Yeah, I really wasn't, because I covered Justin Bieber's song. It was one of his ones. I forgot what exact song it was, but it was a Justin Bieber song, and everybody, like, went crazy over it.
Because, I mean, I actually looked at your YouTube, and I was like, damn, like, she can really actually sing. It's not you know, you can sing. Like, you can really sing. Like, it's a different... singing and
saying
it. Like, it doesn't even, like, and the good thing about your voice is like, it doesn't even go with your look. Like, you don't look more of like a model than a singer. That's the crazy thing about it to me.
Mm-hmm. I get that a lot. I really do. Yeah. I get that a lot. Like, when people like hear my music and then they see me, they're like, what? That's you? Like, they don't believe it sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that voice would come out of your body. Like, it just doesn't. Yeah, it just doesn't. To me, being a singer myself, well, a retired hip-hop R&B hook writer, that's what I would call myself. It just doesn't, like, your voice, it just doesn't, it doesn't match. The voice and in the face doesn't match.
No, I understand. I get that a lot.
Ayla, what
but I think
would
that's
you prefer
singing? Go ahead.
Sorry. Ayla, what would you prefer singing, hip-hop or, like, R&B, like pop or R&B?
I love to do all genres, but honestly, my first love was, like, R&B, anything with soul in it, because I really grew up around soul and R&B, so that's, like, my first love.
Who is your hardest, who's been the hardest artist to cover since you've been, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
been doing it? Yeah, what was the hardest for your voice and your talent? Like, because what do you even know what tone you sing in?
Yeah, I mean, I try to stick to things that make my voice sound good, so... usually I sing a lot of girl songs because, like, their tone matches mine. It's kind of harder to sing, like, a guy's song because, you know, it's lower register and stuff. But sometimes when that happens, I'll just, like, try to switch it up. Like, I'll do a hip-hop song and then try to make it more R&B or just, like, fit it to my voice, really, so.
Yeah. Next question. Oh, now you're about to make me go into the safe.
Besides singing, what... gift do you say you have?
That's a good question. I think, I mean, if I wasn't in music and stuff, I think I would, work with, like, animals. I know that's really random, but, that's just, like, another passion of mine. So I really think I connect with, like, animals and stuff. Like, if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be working with them or, like, opening, a foundation, like, sanctuary type thing. So, like, those are my two loves, like, music and, like, animals and, you know, just helping them, so.
So, where did your stage name come from?
Okay, so, yeah, originally my real name is Alexandria June, so I was kind of going by that for a little bit, and I just thought it was a little too long, so I was trying to think of something shorter and more memorable, so I actually took Alexa from Alexandria, flipped it backwards, and then took out the E. So that's how I came up with it. And then I just pronounced it like Ayla. I just made the X silent, basically.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Neat how you did that. That's neat how you did that. What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't even like scary movies, honestly. I can't watch them. Like, I'm a baby when it comes to that type of stuff.
Why?
So I stick to, like, romance. Huh?
Yeah, because I did a little research on you. Come to find out.
He was watching your YouTube.
Yeah.
With your question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The get to know me one.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so why don't you like scary movies? Is it just like you just don't like it or you don't like being scared or. It's as a kid, was you scared of Thriller, Michael Jackson's Home Thriller?
Oh, no. I think the first thing that, like, scarred me was, like, Chucky, because I watched it when I was, like, 4. So, ever since then, I just really hate scary movies. Like, because I don't know, my dad made me. Like, he thought it was funny to watch me, like, be scared. Like, it was... So ever since then, I just can't do it.
Oh, damn. That's
funny. Oh, shut up. You're scared of spiders.
That's cool to be scared of spiders.
I'm scared of them too, so.
Right, exactly. It's cool to be scared of spiders.
No, Kurt's scared of dead spiders too.
No, I didn't know if the spider was dead. So you always trying to, you are messed up, you know? I am, though. I really am scared of spiders. I got bit by a brown recluse. And ever since then,
God.
I really been, yeah, and ever since then, my arm got, like, really big.
I got bit by a dog. Like, you don't see me brown, though.
It's different when you see your arm get, like, the size of a watermelon in less than 7 hours. Like,
yeah,
I was.
I don't blame you. That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, those are scary.
I told you it's dead.
You talking about what we see? You always. She just mean, yo. You're mean.
She's putting you on the spot.
Yeah, she always.
I do that all the time.
Next question. Come on, now. That's what I'm saying. She's playing, yo. embarrassing moment in your life?
Performing or personal?
Performing or personal, yeah.
Probably like my personal was I was going to the bathroom like in an airplane and I forgot to lock the door and then like someone walked in on me and it was just really awkward. And after that, like, I just don't use like bathroom airplanes anymore. So that's like the most embarrassing thing I can think about personally. But I don't really have anything performing wise, honestly.
Do you? So are you working on your own music? Or are you trying to explore doing your own music and just stop covering music?
Yeah.
Because
you
have a beautiful voice. Do you write your own? Can you write your own music? Are you looking for writers? Like, can you talk to us about the music that you're doing?
Yeah. Huh? I'm actually working on my debut EP right now. So I'm working with like different writers, producers and stuff that have credits. So I'm just trying to get the whole project together, but I am a writer myself. So I'm trying to, write most of my stuff as well. So I've been writing since I was like 10 actually. So I just keep getting better every year, but I have like more experience in writing for other people than myself. So.
Okay, other name drop.
Oh, my God.
Where's your questions at? Come on now, Niecy.
Besides singing, do you have any other special talents, like sports or anything?
I like basketball a lot. That's the sport that I'm really into. I'm still into that. I love watching it and, like, playing it. I'm not as good as I used to be, but I still got, like, a shot, so I try to practice whenever I can or play for fun.
You ain't got no shot.
Yes, I do. I got that Curry shot. What do you mean?
You said Curry. So you're, like, what, 19, 20, 21, somewhere like that?
I'm 22.
22.
You trying to make her like a baby?
I mean, she is.
She's
22.
You tell somebody 22, they 19, they're going to look at y'all for a fact.
I mean, 19, 20, 21, 22.
That's not the same thing. 21, you can drink. 19, you can't.
But it's still.
21,
like,
you can gamble. 19, you
can't. ACU, I remember when I was 19. I remember when I was 22. It wasn't
you
really.
Right that far?
Yeah, I can think. My son was born. Logan was born. I was 21. My first kid, I was 21. When I had my first one.
So
you
don't have any kids, correct?
Oh, no. I don't. I'm more focused on my music. I'm not saying that's bad, but for me, I'm just focused on my music and stuff right now. I don't want to have kids till like later. So.
Like how much later? Like 40 later
probably,
or like?
Okay, no, not 40, but probably like late 20s, early 30s. That's what I'd say right now. But my mind could change. Who knows? So.
Right.
Yeah. But I just want to, focus on this first.
I mean, advice from an old head, because, I mean, you are, like, 22. You're not that much older than my oldest.
Compare people to your children.
I mean, she's not too much older than Logan. Logan is only 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's only
17.
He's 16. Him and Logan is the same. Yeah, so he'll be 17. So she's only 6 years older than my oldest son. So, yeah, I can give her advice. This advice, yeah, don't have any kids until you meet the right person. That's just my advice.
Yeah, that's
make
good
sure
advice for sure.
The in and outs of the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's very important, especially as an artist. Because you want to be able to enjoy your life, as an artist. Because once you get into a relationship, it kind of puts a strain on you. Because you be trying to become who you are. Because if the person that you're with is not a strong-headed, they're not. Secure. You have to find someone that's secure about themselves and secure about the relationship that you're in, because they can be very, you're having sex with whoever, or you know what I'm saying? You may
have to
try name is, so you want to find someone that's secure with who they are. Because you're secure.
Because you have to have that parent that's there, and, you know, if I'm going to be traveling and stuff, I need to know that that person's going to be there and all that type of stuff. So, no, I definitely I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Three things. Oh, hold on. As a matter of fact, let's get into one of your covers. Hold on. Introduce. Come on now, Blog Talk. Introduce. Girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, Girlfriend is a song I wrote last year. I put it out independently. I just really loved the beat. I thought it was a really, like, a vibe type song. So I wrote that, and it was just because, I mean, I feel like everyone can relate to it. Like, you're crushing on a guy, and you want to know what it's like to be their girlfriend. So I was trying to, you know, help everyone relate to that through the song. So
on Behind the Scenes Radio, Ayla, Girlfriend. Let's go. Kurt ENT, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host, Niecy. The number is 646-478-5625. It just ain't, it's not ringing off my tongue right yet. I got to come up with something slick to say with the number. It just ain't, it, I don't know, it, just don't sound the same way as the other number. Anyway, we got
Ayla
on the show with us tonight. So, Ayla, you there with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, my next question, we have a question. We got a question off the Instagram for you. The question was, are you indie or signed, and which would be, which one would you rather be, indie or signed, and what are you?
Right now I just recently got signed, so I'm signed to, shout out to GMG Records, Dingo TV, and my management, DC. So, I just signed this month, actually.
Hey, and so after being signed now and being mm-hmm. underground, would mm-hmm. rather be signed than underground?
Yeah, they're really helping me complete this project. They're helping push me, getting more performances, getting me out there. And then it'll definitely help attract more, major labels and things like that if we want to do that or explore that option in the future. So it's just us working as a team. So.
And what's the biggest difference between being signed? I mean, we know, you get the back end and you help with the mm-hmm. promotions or whatever. But, like, what's the biggest difference that you've seen between being signed and just pushing your own music and doing it your own self on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the biggest difference is for me, when I was independent, it was kind of a lot of pressure because, I had to promote everything. I had to put everything out. I had to plan this. I had to do that. And it just gets to be a lot at times. And now that I have a team, it's a lot easier. It's like things flow better. Someone's good at one thing. The other person's good at another. So we all just take the things that we're good at and we put it together. So I think it's, less stressful. And it's good to know that there's people that believe in you just like you believe in yourself.
Right, it's so much easier mm-hmm. when you see, other people trying to push it for you, and it's just not you doing it all by yourself anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely everyone loves to have a support system, so that's what it is that I love about it.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Three things that concern you most about the world.
I'd say right now what I think about is I feel like my generation and the people under me are kind of, it seems like we're all very sensitive. It didn't seem to be like this before, so it's kind of hard to maneuver because it's like you don't want to hurt someone's feelings or, you don't want to say something and get backlash. So I feel like it's just kind of hard, and especially being an artist, you don't want to say the wrong thing and everyone, hate on you or whatever. So I just don't really like how it's very sensitive these days,
Would you care if someone is getting mad about what is coming out of your heart, though?
I mean, not if it's genuine and I don't think I'm offending anyone or anything like that, but I do see how sometimes people take things the wrong way, and I would explain that, but if it was something I truly meant, I wouldn't, apologize if it was what I really, if it was coming from the heart. So it just kind of depends on the situation.
Okay. Number two.
Let's see. Number two. Another problem in the world, you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really want to get into politics and stuff like that, but I don't really like the abortion laws that are happening. So that's just my opinion.
I agree with you. Talk. Come on.
Yeah. I just feel like females should have their own say in their body and, be able to do what they want since we're carrying the child and stuff like that. So it's just like I wish if they were going to make those laws, they made laws for the father as well. So it's just kind of frustrating for me to see what's happening.
Can you elaborate a little bit? When you said the father, what do you mean by the father? Do you feel like the father should have say so, even though? Wait, hold on. I'm not asking you. I'm asking this young lady right here. Thank you. In your way. So can you elaborate a little bit on that? Like, what do you feel about the men in the relationship, or how do you feel about that? Let's see how you feel about this.
I'm just saying, like, if a woman is being forced to have a baby, I feel like the man should be forced to be a father figure, or, you know, to help out, take care of the child, like these, like things that they need to, I'm not saying that they need it to grow up to be successful or whatever, but I mean, it helps. And I'm sure that the child would appreciate when they grow up. So I just feel like if they're making the woman do this, since they have to live with that decision, that the father should have to live with that decision and have to stay in the child's life.
Do you feel like the father has any say so when the child is within the, like, before birth? Do you feel like, so say for instance, you get pregnant and you don't want to have the baby, but the father, you tell him, like, yo, I'm pregnant, but I'm getting rid of it. Do you feel like he should have any say so in you keeping the child or getting rid of the child?
I don't know.
I feel like it all comes down to I think that, of course, that they should they talk about it, but I don't think a female should be forced to have a child from, you know, the father saying that she needs to have it. So I just think it's our bodies, we should have to say it no matter what. So.
Yeah. I never go out of
white. I said the same thing too. You said no. If it's the child, the father of the child, then he should have a say so as to whether or not the baby should be born. And I looked at you and said, how are you going to tell a grown woman that she should carry this man's baby?
No.
Maybe she don't want to have this man's baby. She just accidentally got pregnant.
I'm not, what I was saying was that you should at least say something to the guy and give him some, if he said something that may make you think about, like, maybe I should keep the child, maybe you should. I'm not saying that he should have no type of say-so. I feel like a man should have some type of say-so.
I'm not saying,
go ahead.
How can this, basically what you want the court to do, dictate to a female what she should grow or not grow in her body?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
That's what the government wants to do. So now you're saying the man who impregnated her should have the opportunity to discuss with her whether she should or should not grow a baby for him in her stomach that she may not want there.
This is how I feel. If you lay down knowing, even if you use a condom, that you could get pregnant. If you get pregnant, it is a reason why you get pregnant. Can I just finish? If you're taking a chance, for instance, when you sell drugs, you do any type of drug, you know that you have a chance of getting addicted to it. But you still do it, right? Yes, you still do it. For anyone that, listen, it doesn't matter. Anybody, if you ever take a chance on taking a drug, you know you could get addicted to any drug. It doesn't matter what it is. You can get it from heroin to weed to whatever, cigarettes to whatever, weed, whatever. It doesn't matter. Same thing with sex. When you have sex, it doesn't even matter if you use a condom, period. You still know that you have a chance of getting pregnant.
I know. See, this is why I don't want to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Let's go to the next question, because I was, You're doing this on purpose, Niecy. You're doing this. You are. See, this is why. This is the crazy thing. This is why you don't ask questions with women because they always want to win.
I didn't ask the question.
I asked the question. I did ask the question. Mm-hmm. I asked the question for you. Okay, number three. So you said abortion. What was the first one? What did she say?
Oh, shoot. What was it?
I can't remember. Okay, the third. You got one more.
The third one. Okay. Let's see. I don't want to get into politics again. I don't like how the water thing in Flint is still happening. That's another thing that kind of upsets me at times.
You know what? And that's messing with me because on a daily basis, these people are living without water. And it's been, what, seven or eight years now? And this has been 7 to 8 years, but every week or something, a new... A Powerball, $5 billion Powerball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit, excuse my French, is happening around us. And for the last 7 motherfucking years, these people have been having, longer than 7 years, have been having to drink messed up water. And the government of this... Yeah, they are.
They buy bottled water. That's why they
you're still having to take a shower in this shit. You're having to wash your water. You're showering this shit. You gotta live off of. You gotta drink water. So all day for the last 5 fucking years, they've been spending water. I mean, just imagine how much water, how many bottled waters they have to buy on a weekly basis. Like, how the fuck, you know what I mean? You haven't taken a shower in 5 years? Like, are you, like, just imagine the people that are still there. And the people that work in this city, and nothing has, nothing? Like, shit happened about it? Like, Trump.
It's just really sad to me.
Build a wall, but the people that's inside of your country, it's fucked up, but you want to build a wall, though. Like, get your orange ass the fuck out of, like, anyway. I agree totally. All right, next question. Yeah. If you had a chance to work with 3 producers, living or dead, who would they be?
Let's see. Probably... DJ Mustard, I'm a really big fan of his. Teddy Riley and Jermaine Dupri. Those are probably the 3 that I think of right now.
Teddy, you a youngster. What you know about some Blackstreet?
I definitely, I grew up with that too. So yeah, I told you I was around everything.
You did, Mike.
Right. I'm pretty. She would know about Teddy Riley. Yeah, she your daughter's age.
I'm my kids at 26.
Your oldest daughter's 26. Your youngest is 21. So she,
she's 20.
She's still tiny age.
She's
around my age. Mm-hmm. She be trying to play, nigga. She think it's funny though. She really do. She think it's a game. I'm gonna beat her up though. For real, we gonna get into a fight. Stop looking at me.
Don't hit me,
man. You better stop fucking playing. Yo, here she goes with this bullshit. So you can't.
You guys
remind
me of me and my sister. It's so funny.
You can't. How would I word that?
I don't know what question you're trying to ask.
Kind of like Bill Cosby on some R. Kelly. Bill Cosby, but I don't know how to word
it. You know that's up thing. Did you see that one meme they have now for DR, for Dominican Republic? Cardi B drinks and Bill Cosby standing next to hold some more drinks like on a tray, like they servers. Because they both said they slipped people.
So, okay, so I want to ask you a question. Do you think that is cool what Cardi B said about, you know, that she would
drug and rival?
Yeah, like, okay, so my question, so let me ask you this. My question to you is, do you think it's cool? So do you like the hip-hop R&B music of 2019? My question to you. That's my question.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. I mean, I love Cardi B. I love her music. I love the City Girls, all of that. But that, to me, I don't know if I consider that R&B like it used to be, but I know that R&B evolves and it changes. So, I mean, that's what people today think it is. But to me, I'm always going to go back to, you know, like the OJs and Earth, Wind & Fire, like that, like all those old type of bands. So, to me, it's just, you know.
She went back further than me. Oh, God.
Yeah, you are old. I mean, you really are old. I mean, you older than me. I mean, yeah. The OJs. What you know about the
OJs?
Yeah,
I mean, that was before me, too. That was before me, so.
That, I mean, it was before Niecy, my co-host. That's how old she is. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I just grew up listening to
all
that.
Like
so.
Usher old.
You
are not. I am too Usher old.
No.
I tell me how
you're
old.
Older than Usher.
I'm not older than Usher.
Usher came out after.
Usher came out when I was in the middle school. Usher
like
is
like
the
I said,
same
way
as
after you were born.
Me and Usher is about
that's
the
12 years on this
Usher's
plan.
Like,
and Usher came out.
Listen,
so
no.
That don't count.
Oh my God! Like she really thinks she know me. You don't even. How you gonna tell me? How, like, come on, now Usher is older than me. Usher came out when I was in the 8th grade.
So, like I said, you were on his planet for 13 years, so that was way after you were born.
But
you were already a decade old.
Usher was, like, 16 when he came out with his first
my
album.
My point was, you were
his
on his planet
single.
For over a decade.
So?
So, no, that is
saying,
no.
All I'm saying is that I'm Usher old.
No, you're not. You're old. You're young. You're older than Usher.
Usher is the older than me. Usher, like, 40-some years old. He's, like, 45, 42. He got to be.
He is not.
He is, too. Google it.
Yeah.
You owe me $5.
Yeah, I feel like he has to be in his late 30s, early 40s or something.
Exactly. He's
yeah,
older.
He's
30, he's, no, he's 40. He has
40.
To be 40. I'm
40.
Telling
40.
You. 40. He's 40. In his 40s, yo. I'm telling you, I've been listening to
just
fans.
Google it and you'll know.
I've been living. I think I would know how old Usher is.
We already established you and time is not good.
Whatever, man. I'm telling you, Usher is older than me. By at least a year.
Older than you.
He has to be at
well,
least
even a year, that's 39.
Okay, he's at least 40.
You said 41.
I'm saying he's
and
about,
I said no, he's not.
Okay, you Googling it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how old is he?
I didn't
see how she always in competition with me? Hey, look.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I see it.
You don't never want to just agree with me. She always got to be right about everything, yo.
No.
Yes, you do. You think you know everything. And then when I prove her wrong, she be like, whatever. You are. I'm like, yo, just yes, I won. Like, how old is he?
I don't think that's slow.
Come on, man.
It's slow. What do you want me to do?
Oh, now it's slow now, huh? Oh. Now it's slow.
You're slow.
Anyway.
You guys are so funny. I'm dead.
Nah, she always do me like this, man. I can't wait until we actually, like, because soon the show is going to be, you know, aired in a building. Actually going to have a building very soon.
Oh, okay.
And I, you know, and awesome. I can't wait to actually start recording.
So you said Usher was 41?
He's in his
40. No. You said Usher was 41.
Okay.
And I said, no, he's not, right?
So how old is he?
That, wait, is that what happened?
How,
is that what happened?
Okay, whatever. How old is he?
No, is that what happened?
Just say how old he is.
Is that what happened?
How old is he? How old is he?
He's 40.
Exactly. Like I said.
No,
yo,
he's 41.
Why are you trying to, like,
you
funny ass,
hater, yo. You're that
no,
hater.
I can't wait to keep playing this episode. And here you
go.
He's 41, and I think
he's 40. I know he's older than
he's
you.
He's 40 something. He's 40.
She's a hater. She didn't.
He's 1978.
Exactly. He's
that's
older
40.
Than me. I'm Usher old. Dog, come on. Stop playing with me. Jeez. I'm LSW. LSG. You know what I mean? Salt and pepper. LSG.
No, like, what? Wait,
Keith
no, wait.
You don't know who salt pepper is?
Wait, what?
Hey, you don't know who salt and pepper is?
Oh, no, I know who salt and pepper is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I'm about to say, like, how you not know?
Wait, we guys are both stop. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I know who they are.
You gotta know who salt and pepper is. In your 20s,
mm-hmm.
You got to. Because you was
yeah,
like,
definitely
you're a 2000 baby. You're 2000. What year was you born, Ayla?
I was born in 1997.
So, yeah, she was born the year before I graduated high school. So, she knows who Salt and Pepper. She has to.
Salt and Pepper,
yeah,
that's
that's because you're old. You little freak. Anyway, what was the next question I wanted to ask?
I wanted to ask the producer.
Yeah, ask about the producer.
She said Teddy Riley.
She said Teddy Riley. And who else did you say, Ayla?
Dupree.
Jermaine Dupree and
DJ Mustard.
Mm-hmm. DJ Mustard, I don't really actually know DJ Mustard.
I think
Mustard.
I heard the name like two or three times.
I've heard the name like multiple
times.
He's the one that signed LMA and helped her with her music.
Who is LMA? I don't even know.
You know who LMA?
Oh,
what?
Buddha? You're talking about the girl that wants to be a guy? Young
Buddha.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Buddha.
The song Buddha.
Oh, no. She doesn't want to be a guy. Yo, young. What was the one girl? The one that you're talking about? The Niecy. The one that I said. She's a girl, but she wants to be a dude.
It's a rap song.
What was the name of that? How Did the Hook Go?
I can't remember. It was Stephanie, but I call you Stephanie or something.
Heffany.
They call you, your name is Stephanie, but they call you Heffany or something. I can't remember the name. She sound like Kim Kardashian on her sex tape.
Yeah, but that was the name of the song. I can't think of the name of the song, though.
I can't remember the name of the girl.
Yeah, it's like L.A. or Young L.A. or, no, not Young L.A., because Young L.A. was a rapper, a guy, a rapper.
So this is,
it was her. LA or something. Yeah, she was a rapper.
No, she is a rapper.
LA, what was her name? I can't think of her name. And then, what's his name? Blue Black? Or what? There's so many crazy.
The one with the new song out?
No, the dude, she was supposed to have got harassed from a guy rapper. I can't think of his name. Kodak Black. Harassed. But this is a butch type chick. So how is he sexually harassing you? And you're a butch. You're not a female.
You can still be sexually harassing.
No, you can't.
Yes,
you can't.
Because if you know it's a girl and you still come at her, you can be sexually harassed. I can be sexually harassed too.
If you're a girl and a guy is saying
stuff to you that you don't want him to say, sexually, you're being sexually harassed. I can make you turn straight, blah, blah. You're being sexually harassed.
Whatever.
Oh, my God, you.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, though.
I mean, if he's going too far with it.
That's like a gay girl coming to me, Joe, I can turn you gay. You need to run off over there somewhere because that's not going to happen. If you say something else like that, I'm going to knock you out. So, again.
Right.
It's the same thing.
It would be the same thing as a chick coming at me and being
like...
No, it
would be the same thing as a guy coming at you and saying...
So a guy, a girl can't sexually harass me?
Girl, I just said they can.
So that's what
but
I'm saying. It would be like a girl.
With y'all be like, okay.
Like if a girl come at you and this girl.
I can also see the guy going along with it to a certain point.
So how can a guy get sexually harassed for any guy that
are harassed at work with, you know, their ugly ass manager saying, oh,
well,
like,
why does she have
to? Because I know for sure the guy would be turned off and repulsed by it. So she has.
So
if she's nice looking, the guy may go, let me think about this for a second. But if she's ugly, he'd be like, yo, she's trying to make me sleep with her and to keep my job.
Yeah.
So.
He's more likely going to want to tell her she's ugly.
So if she was fine.
Then he might think about it constantly. You know, I wouldn't mind hitting that, smashing that.
So what
that.
Is it? So what is it different? Why is
I
it different? Just because of the look.
Yeah. Because y'all visual. So if y'all see somebody ugly, man, I can't touch that. She ugly. Even my battling, her skin off. Man, no. But if she's fine, then y'all be like, I'm going to think about it for a minute. Maybe my wife's girlfriend will find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say? I can think a little bit like y'all, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we might think about
it. Sometimes, I think you're going to do it, but you're going to.
So
it
that's sexual.
Did you just have that
sexual compliment?
Yeah,
I probably would. I'm a man. I'm not going
to.
I'm not going to ever. I mean, wouldn't you like me being honest with you?
Just like you said, whoever.
I got a question. Why is Ayla? Why is it that when men are honest with women, y'all don't know how to accept it?
When what? Wait, say that again.
I'm asking the young lady right now. It's her.
Wait,
interview.
Say that again.
Thank
I can
you.
Hear you.
Why is it that women cannot accept? Usually, when a man is being honest, y'all want us to lie to y'all. Why is that?
I don't know.
Women,
I don't know if that's true.
Because women say y'all want honesty.
Okay, because here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Because y'all figuring just because we want honesty, that means we can't get upset at whatever you telling us that you're being honest about. It don't work that way. That's like you going to the doctor because you think there might be something wrong and they're going to turn around and tell you you got cancer. You can't get mad at a doctor because you got cancer.
No.
You can't get mad at a doctor because you got cancer. You already thought there was something wrong. So once he confirmed to you and told you what is actually wrong, you cannot get mad at him. That's the same thing in a relationship. You want honesty. So just because you give us the honesty doesn't mean we can't be angry.
No, not even angry.
No, it does not mean you cheating on me and you say yeah, that doesn't mean we can't be angry about it.
If you're looking at this
and you gonna turn around and say you fat as shit, we're gonna get angry at that.
A question like that, right? So you say, oh babe, do I look good in this dress? And to me, you look fabulous in this dress. And I'll be like, well, babe, you look good in the dress. And you'd be like, whatever. You know my butt is big. And I'd be like, nah, babe, whatever. The fuck out of here. And it's
been
cool.
No,
you do it all the time.
And I said that.
Listen.
I never asked you
to be like, does this dress look good on me?
You lie
and
I don't
to
wear
me,
dresses.
It looks
good. You lie because I don't wear dresses. See how you lie right
little
now?
Little sunshine. Or however you dress, whenever you be dressing, and you look good to me, you look good. But to yourself, you don't look good to you because.
Did you see that video of saying that we don't dress y'all?
Shut up. Let me finish saying what I'm.
Video?
Can I finish saying what I was saying? Thank you. See how she be cutting me the fuck off? See, that's the shit that I be talking about. All right, let me finish. Wait, hold on. All right, so you got your little however you want it. And to me, it be looking sexy, and I'll be like, ooh, babe, it looks good on you. Like, ooh, I love the way your ass is shaped in the pants. And you be like, oh, my God, you overdoing it. You know it don't even look cute. Why are you acting like that for?
We're not dressing for you.
So who are you dressing for? The other chick? Or another woman?
Because if I don't think I look good in it, I don't care how good you think
so
I look in it.
I'm
not going to wear it out.
So if you don't like the way that it looks,
then I'm not
you. So why are you asking? Why do women ask that question?
No, like, I feel like it's just. I feel like you can tell. You can tell when a woman's wanting it. Like, I feel like you can tell when a woman's being genuine, asking for like the truth. Or sometimes I feel like you can tell when a woman just wants you to boost her confidence. So it just depends.
Yeah, it does depend. My next question that I have, are folks getting shady and slimy since you've been signed? Do people get slimy and shady?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like that. I mean, there's always going to be those people in the industry. But I have noticed, you know, a little bit of a little more slimy activity after I've gotten signed. But I just try to not pay any attention because it's going to come no matter what. So you just have to, you know, not focus on it.
Has it been family or just or friends that?
I mean, sometimes it'll be like old people from high school, you know, that'll like text you randomly like, oh, how are you doing? I miss you, like that type of stuff. Or it's like old people that used to work with, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, you know, what's up? We should work. It's like just that type of stuff. But I think that's kind of normal, and it just happens to everyone.
Let's get into your next track. Hold on, let me get to the music real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Come on. Blog talk. See, that's why I can't wait to let's do Here We Go Again.
All right. This is Here We Go Again. I released this last year, and a lot of people have liked it. They say this is their favorite one, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
On Behind the Scenes Radio, Ayla, Here We Go Again. The number once again is 646-478-5625. Let's go.
Baby, when we're touching, it's dangerous, I can't get enough. Yeah, you know you got me fucked up on some different kinds of love. Your love, and boy, I think we both know how things are gonna go down tonight. We've been drinking, I'm feeling fine. Hard to keep my hand off, yeah, I tried. Don't know why. It's about the way you do me. It's about the way you move. Ain't nobody do it better. Ain't nobody gonna love me like you. Yeah, I know that it's unhealthy. Yeah, I know that it's not fair. But I want you here forever. I can't help the way that I feel. Take us kicking in. Here we go again. Here we go again. Till the morning,
This is your boy, Kirsten T, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 646-478-5625. And that was just Ayla. Here we go again. I liked that one right there. What's up with you, Ayla?
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
How can people get a hold of you for features, interview, booking, etc.?
All my social media is only Ayla, so only AXLA, on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, all of that, Snapchat. So you guys can follow me there, and then to get a hold of me for bookings and features and things like that, you guys can email my manager and my booking agent, which is in my Instagram bio. So,
who is your manager?
His name is DC. He was a film director, and he used to film with Destiny's Child, Snoop Dogg, a lot of the hip hop and R&B pioneers. So.
They can just look you up and get your information. What's new music that you got coming out?
So I'm working on my debut EP. It should be out in a month, but my next single is actually coming out in 2 weeks. So I'm really excited for that and excited for my fans to hear that. And I'll soon be going on tour too. To promote my EP and my singles. So I just can't wait, and I'm really excited for my fans to hear the new stuff that I have.
So did you write for more?
For more? No, I actually co-wrote that with a guy named Go-To Writes, and with a producer and engineer called Wave. We did that in Atlanta.
So the last two songs that I played, you actually wrote the songs?
Yes, I wrote those too. Mm-hmm.
And then here we go. Yeah, actually, I like the music. I can't wait to hear some of your album, or EP. That's what you're working on, an album or EP?
Yeah, an EP. Mm-hmm.
EP. Yeah. Okay, so I got a question for you. What's the difference between an EP and an album?
EP is shorter, I'd say. It's it consists of 5 to 7 songs, and it's more a smaller project, while the album, it takes longer, of course, and it can be, anywhere from 10 to 15 to as many as you really want to put on there. So it's just, I feel like an EP is kind of like a mini album before your debut album, just so people can get a feel of you and what you're going to start doing,
Okay. So what we usually do on Behind the Scenes Radio is we do our shout-outs and what we're thankful for. So we're going to start off with Niecy. Let's start off with Niecy. What give you shout-outs and what you thankful for?
Let's see. Shout-out to everybody who called in, going to download that episode later, who listened online. I'm grateful for all my new little stuff. Even though it don't make a difference, but it do make a difference considering what we do. My new followers.
So with the cheese, right?
Cheese. Followers on Instagram. And it's the only thing I keep private is my Facebook. I don't have a bunch of friends on Facebook. So everybody on Facebook, people argued before I did this. So Instagram and Twitter is where I pick up lots.
My question to you is...
No, I'm not saying.
My question...
And I'm thankful for my heathen children. My 4 heathen children and my 5 badass.
When are you going to quit your 9-to-5 job and do this full time with me?
We already know when the answer to that is. We already know the answer.
I'm still wondering because I'm waiting. You know what I mean? I need for you to work 9-to-5 on this like you would, like how you bust your ass at that 9-to-5 job and barely even paying your punk ass. You little chump ass.
Well,
chain
up for us to live here.
I mean, yeah. Do you kind of feel what I'm saying? Like, do you do this full time, or do you have a job 9-to-5 and then you do music, or do you do music full time?
Well, before I was doing, I was, of course, working a job to support myself while I was continuing to do music and work on it more. But now I'm more focused just on my music and, you know, focusing just on that.
Like,
but I do understand everybody has to, you know, everybody has to pay the bills. Everybody has to do what they have to do to survive. And you still can do your passion on the side until, you know, that makes enough money to where you can quit your 9-to-5. So
it's crazy that. It's crazy because I did music at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that you have to pay to put your talent out there. You have
yeah.
to pay someone. It just doesn't calculate in my brain. Like someone that's
yeah.
normal, it just doesn't. It's not normal because they have. The world have you all thinking that a 9-to-5 job is cool, but that 9-to-5 job is paying you chump change. Forget about your dreams and your aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mo. Oh yeah, Mo Rock. I told you I worked for Mo Rock at one point. Mo Rock is he works for MTV. Anyway, I'm going too far with it. Just that. See, I'm kind of crazy, so forgive me, Ayla. Do your shout out to what you're thankful for, sweetie.
Okay. Shout out to DC, Alex, John, everyone at Dingo GMG. Want to shout out to my family, of course, and God. I'm thankful for all the people around me who love me and support me and my music and have been there with me through the hard times and the good times. So. I'm just thankful to all my fans and especially my parents for supporting me through this entire journey.
And this is your boy Kurt NT behind the scenes. What's the show going to be about? Didn't you want to do...
I don't know for sure, so my hashtag
is Friday. Because I don't think that we're going to have an interview next week.
You better
know. What? What are you talking
about? No, well,
that's what I'm talking about. We're going to fight, yo, I swear. Anyway, she be irritate me on purpose, yo, I swear.
So you like irritating me. You'll say stuff that you shouldn't be saying.
What are you grateful for?
So I'm grateful for waking up this morning to be able to have another day to be able to put forth some type of work to be able to benefit my great grandchildren. I want my great great grandchildren 200 years from now, 150 years from now, to be able to say that great great grandpa Curtis started behind the scenes radio, and now we have whatever, and it's because of what behind the scenes radio has set for them. Every day I wake up putting the good foot first and trying to generate generational wealth for my ancestors to come. So I'm thankful for being able to wake up. I'm thankful for Ayla for coming on. Thank you for coming on to the show. For Niecy, even though she gets on my nerves. But I'm thankful for Niecy because she supports me and she understands what I'm trying to do. I am mm-hmm. thankful for my two children, beautiful children's mothers, because without them, I wouldn't have two beautiful. So, this is my shout outs, okay? Thank you very much. So shout outs to them. I love my children. Shout outs to both my sons, Logan and Tristan. Shout outs to my family. Shout outs to Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to be able to do this on their platform. Shout outs to the people that hooked me up with you, Ayla. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to anyone who will be listening to this show. Now and 200 years from now. Shout outs to y'all. Shout outs
to my mother and my father. Huh? Oh, shout out to Miss Garrett that just followed Niecy.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Yeah, the singer of Michael Jackson.
I hate you so
much. Shout out to her for following Niecy on Instagram. Stop fucking showing me this shit. See, she be showing me all the famous people that be following her and didn't want to get mad at me because I don't get those followers.
I don't get mad at you.
No, I don't get mad. I be getting pissed off because she gets off. Like, but she's promoting shows, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at me. But I don't get those followers. Like, I don't get the big names. She gets all the, I think because the Illuminati's going to come after her first.
Oh, my gosh.
I do. I really do. I do feel like it. Listen, the reason.
Did you tell me?
Huh?
Don't.
Yeah, as the woman you are, you're going to go for it first before. Because they know I'm going to be straight. I'm going to be on their fucking neck like white on rice. Be on their shit like.
They
have
money.
They,
you
know, no, what I'm saying is they're going to be able to come. They're going to be able to come at you in a way that they can't come at me. Because they already know how I'm looking at them. They already know I we always have that debate. Like, I think differently. They probably would.
There's nothing they could offer.
They could offer you something. Believe
there's
me.
Nothing they could offer.
I don't even think it's the Illuminati. I think it's the people that control. Because once they see
that, you mean quote-unquote
the bankers and the brains behind. Yeah, because they control every. They control the television that we listen to, the AM, the FM, the CBS. NBCs, the ESPNs, they own all that. They own all the television, huh? Own all of the major corporations. They own governments. Yeah, I'm sorry. So shout out to everyone that's gonna download this and listen to it. Later on down the line, and thank you so much, Ayla, for coming on to the show. And the last song that we're gonna do is Four More. Introduce that song. That's gonna be our song going out. So introduce your song.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me on. It's been fun. I really appreciate it. And this is my latest single, Four More, and it's a really fun song. And definitely go check it out on all platforms, and I hope you guys like it.
And before we go to the song, if you want to get music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music only in MP3 format only. We do not take YouTube links and all that other stuff. MP3 format only, and make sure that you send your Twitter, your Instagram information in the bio to BHINDTHESCEN@gmail.com. Once again, make sure that it's formatted. Make sure that you send Twitter, Instagram, Facebook information, and bio. And we can get your music played on here. Once again, Behind the Scenes Radio. We out this bitch. Y'all take care. Love y'all. This is Ayla for more. We out this bitch. Let's go.
Big ol' freak, you a big ol' freak. I got some real sweet, big ol' treat. You and me. Could've been anywhere else, but it's just you and me. In my phone that I probably could've hit up, and you probably could've did that. You never could've showed up, but it's all obvious that we wanna fuck and we probably wanna be together. I can't need nobody better. I can't need nobody better. We keep on coming back for more, for more, for more. We keep on coming back for more, for more, for more. I'm not complaining, I can't. to play. I don't really want no games. I don't really want no games. You forgot the condom. That's okay, I got one. No, I got that bomb bomb, but I don't got no time, time for that. And now I'm just rambling. I hope you can handle it. If it's one thing I know is this: we keep on coming back for more, for more, for more. We keep on coming back for more, for more, for more. Shit anyway, now my mom, they can try to hate. I come back to you every day. Some more.